Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has dissolved the six-member war cabinet. It was a widely expected move that follows the departure of the centrist former general, Benny Gantz. This also comes amid increasing domestic and international pressure for Israel to end the devastating war in Gaza and bring back Israeli hostages through a ceasefire deal. And in Paris, pro-Palestinian protesters are celebrating after a French court ruled in favor of banning Israeli companies from participating in the major international defense expo, Eurosatory. Protesters still gathered outside the expo to condemn companies who continue to provide arms to Israel amid its assault on Gaza. 29-year-old Laura says she hopes this ban is only the beginning.
It's a great victory for the movement because it sets a precedent for others in the world and in France to make companies accountable for the arms trade with Israel. This is reinforcing our determination to end all of the arms trade with Israel and not just during this exhibition. And we're still protesting this exhibition because there are still many weapon manufacturers coming here today and all of this week who are selling arms to Israel.
Event organizers say they will appeal the court decision as soon as possible.